Oh, that wasn't very nice. You walking around in that skimpy outfit all the time. I just live next door to you, and you go out and you nude sunbathe in the backyard while I'm mowing. Not fucking fair. So one day, I do something about it, you fucking rape bait. While you're in your backyard, I just open the gate, not saying a word. I walk over, and you look up at me and say some stupid, paltry insult. Doesn't matter. I grab you by your hair, and I pick you up, and I drag you. Your feet barely touching the ground. I'm almost picking you up. Much bigger than you. And I carry you all the way over to my house. I don't take you to my room. That's where I take girls that I like. I just throw you on the living room floor and stand over you. As you think you're about to scream, I stand on your hip, threatening to kick your face. You don't. Good girl. When I pull out my cock, it's nice and ready for you already. You've been teasing me for weeks. You can't tell me you didn't see this coming. Stop screaming. I reach down and grab you by your neck, pick you up, and I force you against the wall. With my other hand, I wrap it around the front of your panties and twist, causing the material to cut right against your pussy. I knew it. It's already dripping down your leg. You've been wanting this for the whole time that you've been teasing me. Well, looks like you're gonna get what you want, doesn't it? In one quick movement, I pull, yanking harder. You start screaming as the material cuts into your ass. It's what you get for wearing a thong, you cunt. I pull and pull, and finally a pop. And as it pops, you feel a release. I reach in and just shove two fingers into you. I've been watching your body. I see how you react. With one hand around your neck, your arms flailing, and then you grab my arm. I slip two fingers deeper, pressing forward against your front wall, getting you ready. Of course, there was no point in that. You're already ready. And as you can see, I pull out my cock. So am I. I release your neck, grab your hair, and force you onto your knees. Suck it. Slap your face hard, causing a red mark across you, smearing your lipstick, your mascara running down your face. I said, suck it. Oh, that's a good girl. Keep going. No teeth. I pull you off of me again and I slap you again. This time on the other cheek. Now both of them beet red, mascara running down your face. You know, you look sexy as a fuck toy. This time when you start sucking me, I force you deep. The head of my cock hitting the back of your throat. Again. And then rip you off of me. Just as you start to choke and I start to feel the back of your throat tighten around my head. And I do it again. You fucking slut. I know you're loving this too. I'm looking down at your pussy. I slip my shoe, my boot, right underneath you. Rub against that. Rub against my boot. That pussy's only worth it for my foot anyways. I don't even know if I want to drag my cock through that dirty pussy. And I make you choke again. I'm watching you rub against my boot. Maybe you are the slut I need after all. And I stand you up, and I bend you over. And I take two fingers and I shove them in your throat. get them nice and wet, and I slide those teeny fingers right into your ass. Well, that went in easier than expected. Without lube. You know what? Maybe I'll be rough with you, but I won't be that rough. I dump the cold lube on your ass. It pours into you. As you start saying no, no, I make fun of you. You little fucking cunt. This is what you were asking for the entire time. In one smooth stroke, I force my cock into you. 5-inch girth, 6-inch length, pushes very deeply into you. And I reach around the front of you, gripping your pussy, 2 fingers inside of you, my thumb outside of your body, and I pinch. Ugh. Oh, take this, you slut. Oh, you fucking cunt. You had this coming for such a long time. Oh, I feel your body tightening. You start pushing back against me just like I thought. I knew you were a damn slut. I knew it from the very beginning. I push your body away from me and I stand over you. You laying on the floor. Your body up on your elbows, looking up at me. Your legs spread. I can see how wet you are. You don't have to hide anything. I think I'm done with you, though. I'm sorry, what? Oh, you want more. Oh, you want my cum. I don't know. Maybe I should invite my friends over. I don't give 2 shits about them anyways. And they can fuck you. It's 3 of the guys I work out with. I'll just sit back and have a drink. And maybe, just maybe, you can prove that you're good enough for my cock. No, sucking on me. Oh, as good as that feels. That's not gonna work. You're gonna have to do better than that, whore.